Hi, this is Mark Dickey from Cal State Fullerton, and we're going to take a listen to the Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band this time. Here we go with...
You're going to go ahead and play your warm-up, the tone studies, so I'll let the tape run while you do that, and we'll take it from there. Very nice. Now I'll start to talk over your performance a little bit and make a few comments. So here's Balladaire by Frank Erickson. One of my favorite band pieces. Legato style. Suspension and a resolution and release there. Nice balance in the band. I think I already said really nice legato style, but I'm going to say it again because it's so unusual to hear a relatively young band play like this, play with such a nice legato style. Intonation's pretty good. Make sure you keep listening down to the bottom of the band, down to that bass line. It'd be nice to have just a little bit more bass line. This is a really, really big band. You've done a good job of getting a few people going on tuba. And, you know, if your band director comes to you here at the end of the school year and says, well, you're doing fine on clarinet, but maybe you'd like to try a new challenge and change to bassoon, or maybe have a sax player switch to Barry Sax, or flutist switch to bassoon, maybe a clarinet. This would move to bass clarinet. Nice piccolo sound, blending in, writing on top of the texture, well in tune. High F there at the end, really careful. And listen down so we don't go a little bit sharp there. But intonation's really, you know, pretty good throughout. Just a couple of places where things started to go awry. And this is, the way Frank Erickson writes, and this piece in particular, kind of goes all over the place harmonically. That's kind of his signature, is kind of moving out of the key signature and doing unexpected things harmonically and some parallel harmonies and some things like that. So you've done a very good job with that. Very nice. A really good job with the style. I really enjoyed that. Thank you. Thank you for playing for that. Did that for me right now. Some of you guys might have thought that was a boring piece when you first started to work on it, but I sure hope you like it now, because that's just good music, and I know you've worked hard on it to be able to do that. So, all right, now here's this Creed piece. Sometimes I enjoy this piece when the band plays it for me, and sometimes I don't. As long as you play it well, I'll enjoy it. Fair enough. I think, so he knows how to deal with this resonant hall, and you guys always sound good. But regardless of the hall, I still think a little more separation in the melody in the trumpets at 18 of just dee 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 dee. Thank you. job with the transition here. Saxes, alto saxes, make sure you stay right in tune. Sort of get that bass line. There's some G's down there, and there's no bass line actually, but what there is of it is in the euphonium and the bass clarinet, and the, try not to be sharp there when you play that little leading line there with the second and third clarinets in measure 60. Especially when you do that diminuendo, you can roll your wrists out a little bit so your lip plate goes, the embouchure plate just goes a little bit away. It will help you stay in tune when you're doing something like that. It's a little trick that professionals use but don't talk about much. Nice job of bringing out the moving parts here. Tongue in the trumpets, maybe a little bit of separation, but you know, a ta, nice. Don't be afraid to make a nice ta sound there at the end to make a kind of a distinct little fanfare. I'm talking about not the very very end. There you got to blend and balance the, and match the style, but in measure 101 and 102 and 103, those places. So yeah, a few little intonation problems, but you know, gosh, I just really appreciate the performance. You guys are doing a really, really, really fine job, and there's it's very musical, and you've given a lot of attention to a lot of details here. You're following well, and just congratulations on a really nice performance. Just keep up the great work. I mean, don't take this for granted. This is one of the better middle school bands I hear every year, and your band director is doing a great job with you, and I hope you'll continue all the way through middle school and all the way through high school. You know, I know people even your grandparents' age who still love to play music, and it's something you can do for a long, long, long time. And the more you put into it now, the more you're going to get out of it later on. So keep up the great work. Now that I see two bassoons, make sure you're filling them up nicely with air. They're not real loud instruments. I'm a bassoonist. But you know, make sure you're contributing when you got a chance to add to that bass line. I think couple bass clarinets too. You can use a lot more air on the bass clarinet sometimes than you think you can. Don't be afraid to do that. When you play forte, it should even sound a little bit buzzy to you, but when it sounds out to the audience, it sounds just fine. So it'll be just really okay. And then you know, tubas again, these big long instruments. That's like if you uncurled all that tubing, it would be like 30 feet long actually. So you gotta put a lot of air through those instruments. So don't be afraid to experiment with what you need to do to make a nice mezzo forte or forte sound in all those bass instruments. Keep up the good work, guys. Really enjoyed hearing you play.